Wow, I was like kind of hoping that that didn't happen, but okay. Well, I'm also going to tell a story about having red hair, but unlike Jack, having red hair was really hard for me. When I was younger, people called me Carrot Top and Freckle Face. I got in the only fight I ever was ever in on the schoolyard when I punched some kid in the head for calling me Freckle Face. I used to respond to being called Carrot Top by being like, my hair is not green and the top of a carrot is green. I was pretty cool, you know. I wonder why people were making fun of me, but but when I was like 9 years old, my mom was on this kick and she really wanted me to get this page boy haircut. And I really, really, really wanted my mom to be happy, but I just wasn't gonna do it. Until one day she told me that if I got my haircut like she wanted, she would give me an R.L. Stein autograph. And I don't even really like R.L. Stein that much. I can't even name like one book that he wrote. I guess Goosebumps, but like what Goosebumps, I don't know, but I did it. Because I guess I thought my friends would think the autograph was cool. And it was a horrible mistake. Because even though nobody really made fun of me, I don't really remember anyone making any comments about like me looking like a boy. I felt like I looked like a boy, and I felt like people were staring at me. But on the bright side, I was in theater, and I was a really shy little kid. But I started getting parts in these shows because there were no boys in theater. So I got to play all the boy parts, like Model the Taylor, and I was Seymour number one in Little Shop of Horrors, even though I really wanted to be Seymour number two, but that's okay. I guess the moral of the story is that I'll never get my hair cut like that again, even though my mom still, when I go home, like, will take that picture out and talk about how cute I looked. But I guess it worked out because, you know, I got to play some really cool boys in plays. So, thanks.